Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 224, featuring Neil Malik of Optimal Health Daily.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Malik.
Hey, what's going on, oldies? No, I'm not calling you old. OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily. And I'm Justin Malik, the guy who finds amazing blogs and gets permission from the authors to read them to you. But not today, because of a huge announcement. I've added a third podcast to our little OLD family, and this is Optimal Health Daily. The first podcast is this one, Optimal Living Daily, which I started in December, as not only a way to deal with social and performance-based anxiety, but also to bring great blogs to audio so that you can take them on the go. And then just a couple months later, Optimal Finance Daily launched with Dan hosting, and now my brother, Dr. Neil, has launched Optimal Health Daily. It's a great fit because he is a doctor, he has his PhD in public health, but he's also a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and personal trainer. So we're also going to have him answer your questions, and that's what today's episode is. It's a Q&A featuring two common questions, and he's going to answer them. Now, this episode is taken from his fifth episode, which just went live today, but please check out his podcast, Optimal Health Daily. You can find it wherever you found this show. And hit that subscribe button to show some support. I'm curating the content for that show, and we'll be doing all the behind-the-scenes work like editing and answering emails, plus the website, mailing list, and everything else. So supporting and subscribing to that show is helping me out too. I greatly appreciate you giving some love over there. And if you want to go a step further and really make our day, you can submit an audio question through the site, oldpodcast.com. You can do as many ticks as you like, ask anything related to health, fitness, diet, nutrition, wellness, disease prevention, all that stuff. And he'll be answering them on the show. Since it's brand new and just launched, we really need questions, so it'd be awesome if you could come by and ask a question. Now, I could go into detail about why my brother got into all this health and wellness stuff, and he has a great story, but that's all in his episode one, so you can listen there. And for now, let's just hear this first Q&A episode and start optimizing your life.
Is too much protein bad for me? I should actually start by saying that I've had to change my views on this topic. When I was starting in school, yes, we believed too much protein was a problem. In school, in fact, most dietitians are taught that most healthy people need a certain amount of protein each day, and the recommendations usually go something like this. If you're otherwise healthy and not really active, and you're an adult, you need 1.0 grams of protein per kilogram body weight per day. If you're healthy and active, especially if you train with weights, you could get up to 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. So let's try and make some sense of this, because you're probably thinking, I have no idea how much I weigh in kilograms. So basically, a 150-pound adult who's not very active should eat about 55 to 70 grams of protein per day. If a 150-pound adult weightlifts and they want to support muscle growth, they would need about 115 grams of protein per day. Now, I should note that these numbers are the same regardless of whether you are male or female. So it just goes by weight. However, as I started applying these concepts to my clients, I realized that these formulas may be a little outdated. I started examining some of the recent literature regarding protein intakes and overall health, muscle growth, athletic performance, and on and on and on. So here's what I discovered. It seems as though for most healthy adults, now I must reiterate that, most healthy adults. So if somebody has a pre-existing condition, other health issues, basically, these numbers may change. But for most healthy adults, consuming more protein does not appear to be harmful. It actually might be beneficial. So again, I want to be really careful here. When I start discussing increasing protein, people assume I'm automatically talking about Atkins or paleo or one of these other low-carb, high-protein diets. But notice, I did not mention you need to decrease your carbohydrate intake necessarily. You do not necessarily need to jump to an Atkins or paleo-like diet. You can just increase your protein and may achieve some benefits. For example, increasing dietary protein may actually help you feel full longer. This, as a result, may help you control how many calories you eat each day, which may help reduce the risk of diabetes, may improve muscle growth and athletic performance, and may even prevent osteoporosis, which is basically holes forming in your skeletal structure, which makes them really brittle and more likely to break. If you're otherwise healthy, free of kidney problems especially, and even if you're not very active, I would recommend that you consider consuming more lean proteins each day. This may not be that difficult to do. It just may mean having a little more chicken on your salad at lunch, maybe a little larger portion of fish at dinner. These would be examples of lean proteins. And instead of having a calorie-heavy smoothie or energy drink when you feel tired, energy drinks have their own issues, which I'll talk about later, have a protein-rich snack in the afternoon instead. You'll likely feel a boost of energy. That's because protein-rich foods actually help you feel more energetic. Carbohydrates, on the other hand, especially when you consume them alone, tend to make you feel sleepy. These adjustments will likely not require a drastic change to your lifestyle, but a little increase in lean protein may go a long way. So what types of lean proteins should you eat? I gave you a couple of examples. Chicken and fish are great, but what about those protein supplements and meal replacement shakes? Well, that's enough material for a separate podcast. So just hang on, keep listening, and I'll get back to that.
You just listened to a Q&A episode from Dr. Neil Malik of the new Optimal Health Daily podcast. I'm really excited about his podcast and that he'll be able to answer your questions right on the show. Again, you can send your own audio question in if you visit oldpodcast.com, or if you don't have a question right now, it'd be amazing if you could simply search for the show and subscribe to that one too. And I'll keep this short for that reason, and hopefully we'll see you over in that podcast where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.